You're listening to SBS News.
Dutch health officials suspect the COVID-19 Omicron variant was detected in the Netherlands before two flights arrived from South Africa last week. At least 14 people on flights from Johannesburg and Cape Town arrived at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport on November 26th carrying the new variant. Chantal Ruskin from the Dutch National Institute for Public Health says it's unclear how one of the patients who had not traveled out of the Netherlands contracted the virus.
One of the two had a travel history to Southern Africa, the other had not. This means that this person most likely picked the virus up, the Omicron variant up in the Netherlands. How the size of the chain of transmission is not known yet, so it could very well be that this person had contact with a person who had just returned from South Africa. It could also be that there are more people in between and that you have a low level of transmission, but it could also be that we cannot find the source anymore, and currently we're looking into this.
The discovery of Omicron has sparked worries around the world that it could resist vaccinations and prolong the nearly two-year-long COVID-19 pandemic. In the Netherlands, tougher COVID-19 measures came into effect on Sunday, and on Tuesday, the country registered a record weekly number of new infections. Tougher measures have also been introduced in Britain. From Tuesday, face coverings become compulsory again in shops and on public transport in a bid to curb the spread of the new Omicron coronavirus variant. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he wants to offer all adults a COVID-19 booster shot by the end of January because of concern about the Omicron variant, but he adds that a new COVID-19 lockdown was unlikely.
I've got to tell you, I think another lockdown of the kind that we've had before is extremely unlikely. I'll be upfront with you about that. But we keep everything under constant review. In our fight against the Delta variant, we think that it's basically been going our way, or going the way that we planned.
The Omicron coronavirus variant is causing alarm around the world because of a high number of mutations compared with other variants, which might help it evade antibodies from prior infection or vaccination. 8 new cases of the variant were identified in England, taking the total number to 13. One man in London, Francesco, understands the government is taking precautions, but he feels more could be done.
There is a strong fear from the government and the population for the new variant. So I understand like the increase of potential restriction in the city. At the same time, they look a little bit counterproductive because nightclubs are still open and there is no any guideline from the government for any restriction in the nightclub or in other place of assignment. So we see how the government will react. But at the moment, I find them very counterproductive.
Britain recorded nearly 40,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday and a further 159 deaths. The number of cases over the past week stands at just over 300,000, 1% more than the week before. 832 people died over the past week, which was 14.9% fewer than a week earlier. U.S. health advisors are reviewing Merck's COVID-19 pill, which could become the first easy-to-use drug for U.S. patients. Dr. John Farley of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration made the announcement on Tuesday.
The sponsor, Merck & Company Incorporated, has submitted a request for emergency use authorization of molnupiravir. The emergency use currently under consideration is treatment of mild to moderate COVID-19 in adults with a positive result of direct SARS-CoV-2 viral testing and who are at high risk for progression to severe COVID-19, including hospitalization or death.
The final study results show its pill reduces hospitalization and death by 30%, which is lower than the 50% reduction it first announced last month. Merck is the first company to submit its COVID-19 pill to the FDA, but a rival drug from Pfizer is close behind and is also under review. Worldwide, the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases has surpassed 260 million, including 5.2 million deaths. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control says that several countries in the European Union and the European Economic Area have reported confirmed cases of Omicron, namely Sweden, Austria, Belgium, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Portugal. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.